Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
My name is Jacqueline Sweezy, a senior cheerleader at Jackson Center High School. You're listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of Jackson Center Tigers. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
They're playing basketball.
Quickly, Berger the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot. Berger on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender, hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in, and the official signals good. It counts, and that's the right call. Well, it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get the fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlawn, you got it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up with teardrop in front. Hit the rim twice. Good! It went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady around and out. No good. Stick back is in. Brady will remove the muscle man on the board. That trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Pettinger, red hot. She gains another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it.
Gordon Beers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but court. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. Scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a quick retry. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo! He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish. She's got it. fine form of that jumper by Cassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way, and it is right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordano. Oh, look at it go. A reverse layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordano. Well, that deserves a super califragilistic expialidocious. That one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Norman fans behind us and across the way are going crazy. Dedlund at the shot being set in. The first state title in girls basketball for Fort Norman. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on Scores. Broadcast.com. Chuck and I love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25-footer. Yes, Dan. Good! Good! Mules Camp rifles it a bomb. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee from here at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. The Jackson Center Tigers take on Fostoria St. Wendland in a girls Division IV state semifinal. The Tigers 21-7 on the year, red hot, winners of 11 of 12. Meet St. Wendland, 25-3 on the season, having won 20 straight games and featuring Cameron Troike, 25 points a game, 13 rebounds a game, 6'4 senior. The Tigers have got a load to stop on the inside for St. Wendland. It's going to take a tremendous team effort from Jackson Center, Chuck, but that's what the Lady Tigers have performed in the last several weeks, pulling off upset after upset, including a huge one over Fort Loramie in the regional championship at Vandalia Butler.
Well, yes. Looking at, she's 6'4". She was standing next to her as they came out to warm up, and she is a full 6'4". Yeah. And she's got some real nice touch around the basket watching her warm up. She's going to be a load, no pun intended, and it's going to be tough for Jackson, because if you allow her to get down along the block and get the basketball, you're in trouble, because even if she doesn't make the shot, she's probably going to get the rebound.
Jackson Center Tigers have been playing super basketball the last several weeks, Chuck. It's a team that we knew all year long, if it started to shoot better, could beat just about anybody. These young ladies won the Division IV girls volleyball crown, so they performed under pressure at the state tournament level. And it's a team that has really come of age. It's matured. Three seniors graduate from this Jackson Center team. Some experience will come back next year, including Cassie Meyer, of course. Graduating, the three seniors, Peyton Esser, Pauline Meyer, Nicole Folk. Olivia Clark will start in the middle. Kennedy Reese will come off the bench. Key performer as well has been Kristen Ware. But it's a team that's gotten it done offensively and defensively, Chuck. It's been a combination. And they have played every foe right down to the last second. Big triumph after big triumph. And the first one I can recall is that late season victory over Anna at Jackson Center, which enabled Fort Loramie to take the Shelby County League crown outright. Tigers won that game convincingly by 10. It was as much as 18 in the second half. And then victories over Troy Christian by 25 in the tournament. Layman Catholic by 8, Houston by 8, upset of Tri-Village by 5, upset of Miami Valley by 6, upset of Fort Loramie by 8. Who's to say Jackson Center can't pull off another big upset? They're used to doing it. The Tigers are absolutely playing their very, very best basketball of the 15-16 season.
Well, I think they come into this with as much confidence as a team can have.
Uh-huh.
I mean, no one expected them to be here except for them and probably their fans. It's been exciting to watch. They are so much better now than they were. They started out strong, then they had kind of a swoon.
Yes.
And at the same time, Folk was injured, so that hurt them.
Yeah.
But when she came back, boy, they've gotten on a roll. And they deserve to be here. I mean, this is not a fluke. This is a basketball team that's good enough to be playing on this floor this afternoon.
At one point during the campaign, the Tigers did lose 5 of 6. Nicole Foat was out for 4 of those games with the ankle twist. She's 100% healthy now, has been for quite some time. A very good omen, I think, Chuck, if you believe in superstition. Scott Dosick, head coach of the Jackson Center Tigers, was the assistant when the Jackson Center girls won the state crown in 1995 and in 2001. He was second in line. He was the assistant varsity coach. And those are the only two previous times Jackson Center girls have been here. They've won it both occasions. How about a 3 for 3, a hat trick?
Well, you know what? I didn't bring a hat with me, but I'll go buy one and throw it out there if they can pull this thing off today and tomorrow.
Does Jackson Center, Chuck, want to try to speed the game up offensively and beat the big 6'4 girl for St. Wendland down the court?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt. You want to get down before they set up defensively, because if you get in there with Troike inside, and one of the things that concerns me is Peyton Esser. Her strength, I mean, she can shoot the three, but she's really good at diving into the lane and getting to the rim, and that's going to be a chore today trying to shoot over Mount Rushmore.
This Fostoria St. Wendland team lost last season in the state semifinals to Waterford, which won our earlier state semifinal here today. Waterford, with the majority of its roster back, lost to Fort Laramie last season in the D4 state championship contest, will play again for the D4 state title tomorrow at 5:15 against the winner of this game, of course, here on scoresbroadcast.com. We hope it's the Jackson Center Tigers who return to the Schottenstein Center tomorrow for a 5:15 tip in the state title game against Waterford.
But first, if you're going to play Waterford, I know one thing you don't want to do is foul them. They were 23 of 24 from the free throw line.
Amazing. Unbelievably amazing. Jackson Center Tigers have been shooting the ball, Chuck, at a very improved rate. It's a club that head coach Scott Dosick will tell you didn't shoot it very good the first 40-50% of the season. But come mid-January and later, the Tigers have been hot from behind the arc. Pauline Meyer made a couple beautiful shots in a row against Fort Laramie. Cassie Meyer hit big threes. Nicole Folk, what a start to that game. Nicole had 9 points, and Jackson Center had 9 to start the game.
Yeah, she had a great start, and she's going to be necessary. She's going to have to step out and shoot the ball a little bit, I think, from distance,
right?
Because it's going to be tough to maneuver around the basket. Olivia Clark, 6'2 sophomore, she is going to have to be a force today. She's going to have to put a body on Troike and make sure that she's not getting 2 or 3 putbacks on every trip down the floor.
And a key person in terms of help on Troike will be Kristen Ware.
Yep.
She was monumental down inside in the tournament run by Fort Laramie and during the later stages of the season. Kristen Ware for Jackson Center, outstanding defensively, and she gets loose ball points around the basket. She's a 5'10 junior, and she's difficult to move off the spot. She's got a lot of basketball savvy, and I think she is an important cog on the interior for Jackson Center, too. She may not start the game, but she'll be in right away for head coach Scott Dosick.
She'll probably play as much as Clark does. They'll be interchangeable out there, and they need to avoid foul trouble. They need Kennedy Reese to come in and play like someone who has played some varsity. She has to make sure that those eyes aren't like saucers when she steps out there on the floor, because they're going to need her today.
This Fostoria St. Wendland team is not invincible, Chuck. It won a district championship game 53-52 over Cary. A 1-point win by St. Wendland over Cary. So Fostoria St. Wendland is not the juggernaut that is going to roll right through this state tournament. Yes, it's a team that's favored here today, but it's a club that does have some weaknesses. It did defeat Arlington, the state's number one ranked D4 team, most of the regular season, by a score of 50-46 in the regional semifinal. St. Wendland only scored 37 in the regional championship victory over Fayette, 37-29. So if Jackson Center is going to win this game, the Tigers have got to score probably 45 or so. That's the number it's taken for Jackson Center to win each game in this tournament stretch, 60-58, 48-48, 42-43. Yes, good defense, but the Tigers have got to make jump shots here this afternoon.
Yeah, they're going to have to shoot the ball well. And I'll tell you, Pauline Meyer, you talked about her. The senior really came on strong. She's playing her best basketball, I think, since she was a sophomore right now during tournament time. Peyton Esser, I get some of her money when she goes WNBA, but she has improved more than any basketball player that I have seen. Especially, she was always a good ball handler. She was always a good defender, but she has become a scorer here in her senior year. And in Cassie Meyer, she can shoot the three. She's got to handle the basketball. She's got to stay out of foul trouble.
And Peyton has become a catalyst, a leader.
Oh, yeah.
A leader on this club.
Well, you know, I mean, she was senior class president, homecoming queen, the volleyball state champion, and now playing in the basketball state championship or in the semifinals. So she's got quite the resume.
Stay with us here on scoresbroadcast.com, because after this girls' Division IV state semifinal, we make the trek to Kettering Fairmont High School. And we've got the Jackson Center boys tonight at Trent Arena at Fairmont, taking on Yellow Springs, 8 o'clock tip on the web on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:45. That is a regional championship game. Jackson Center boys playing for a berth in the state tournament next Friday. Next Friday at, what, 2 o'clock, Chuck? If the
2 Tigers, o'clock, yep.
Next Friday at 2, if the boys can win
they
tonight.
They play the second game.
Jackson Center versus Yellow Springs boys tonight, tip off at 8. It was moved back an hour to allow the Jackson Center Orange, which is on its feet across the way, to make the journey from here to Kettering Fairmont High School later on this afternoon after the conclusion of this game. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, formerly in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Sydney Body Car Star, Stolly in Sydney, and also Troy Body Car Star, new location now in Troy, Ohio, as well as Sydney. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best local sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, the finish in 2 years, go one night a week, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Hickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Ann and near McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. These new underwriting sponsors, Sydney Car Care on 4th Avenue in Sydney. Thanks as well to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And also gratitude to Primary Eye Care Associates, primaryeyecare.org, a new underwriting sponsor on Scores Broadcast. Now we hear from a pregame sponsor, The In-Between. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
I love that part.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com from the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University in Columbus. Oh, we've got quite a crowd from Jackson Center across the way, Chuck. A sea of orange behind the Jackson Center bench. To the left of the Jackson Center crowd, as we take a look, we see a lot of green representing Waterford, which won the earlier state semifinal here today and would take on the Jackson Center Tigers tomorrow at 5:15 in the state championship game if Jackson Center would pull this game out here this afternoon. What will Jackson Center do defensively, Chuck? We've talked about Olivia Clark, Kristen Ware, double-teaming Troike down on the inside. Is it a combination zone, man-to-man look, do you think?
Well, they like to play man-to-man. I mean, that is what they want to do. But you cannot, you got to try to push her out of her comfort area where she wants to receive the basketball. And at the same time, you got to play front and back, because if you play behind her and she catches the ball on the block, you're in trouble. So, I don't know. I surround her. I make somebody else beat me.
Exactly. Yeah, that's going to be an important aspect of this game. Who for St. Wendland generates the points if Troike's held way below her 25 points per game average? There is one other double-digit performer on this team, Allie Rutter, a 5'10" senior guard. She's averaging 13 a game, and she's tallish for a player on the perimeter.
I watched her warm up, and I'll tell you what, the young lady can shoot it. And I've never seen a team warm up quite like this. All of their players kind of wandered over and sat down with 5 minutes to go still to warm up, but Rutter stayed out there with someone rebounding for her, and she shot all the way to the buzzer. So I think she might be an intense young lady.
Uh-huh. The 6'4 Cameron Troike's sister, Peyton Troike, is a 5'9 sophomore performer. She averages 5 points a game. Haley Burns, a 5'7 junior, averages 7 a game. She's got a sister on the team as well, Hannah Burns, a 5'7 freshman. Crystal Kraut, a 5'8 senior, averages 2 points a game. She also starts. Head coach is Aaron Smith, 9 years at St. Wendland, Bowling Green State University grad. And he says this club, because of experience, is a little better than last year's team. It's his best at Fostoria St. Wendland in his 9 seasons, as you would expect. Of course, Jackson Center ran into Miami Valley School's best team ever a couple games ago and knocked them right out of the tournament.
Yeah, just because it's their best team doesn't mean it's going to win for you, but the fact that they've been out here and these girls play on this floor, it helped Waterford in the first game, and it's going to give them a little bit of an advantage here in the second game.
Starting lineups now being introduced as the public address announcer is alternating players for each team starting five. For the Jackson Center Tigers, the three on the court at this point are Cassie Meyer, Olivia Clark, and Pauline Meyer. For St. Wendland, Emma Prince, a 5'4 sophomore guard, helps run the show out front. She has just been introduced, along with Haley Burns, a 5'7 junior guard, and Peyton Troike, a 5'9" sophomore. Here's Peyton Esther coming onto the floor now for Jackson Center. And Allie Rutter, the young lady about whom we just spoke with Astoria St. Wendland, she's a 5'10" senior, and Jackson Center will not be able to ignore her in favor of Cameron Trokey on the inside. Nicole Fote, important player today for Jackson Center. She is capable of getting on a hot streak and knocking down 14 or 15 points. Nicole Fote introduced, and here's number 52, Cameron Trokey, All-Ohio performer for St. Wendland. 25 points a game, 14 rebounds a game. Not only is she 6'4", not only is she an experienced senior, Chuck, she's got a wide frame. She'll be difficult to move off the block down inside.
If you allow her to get down where she wants to be, there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it.
Nope. Jackson Center has Nicole Fote pacing the club and scoring 11 a game. Peyton Esser and Cassie Meyer have picked up the scoring averages as the season has progressed. Esser at 9, Meyer at 9. Peyton Esser, 9 points a game. Cassie Meyer, 9 points a game. Pauline Meyer at 5, Olivia Clark at 4, Kristen Ware, Kennedy Reese, who had very good sectional, district, and regional tournaments, will come off the bench along with Cameron Elford, a 5'6 junior, who can shoot the three ball extremely well. Looks like Mutt and Jeff jumping up at center court. Nicole Fote, 6 feet tall, against Cameron Trokey, who's listed at 6'4", looks more like 6'5 or 6'6 for St. Wendland. And the tip goes to a Jackson Center player who touches it last. It rolls out of bounds. And Fostoria will enter. And Jackson Center is putting on full court pressure to start. Dribbling down the right side of the floor goes Rutter, 25 feet away in the corner. Picked up by Peyton Esser. Here's a long, high lob down inside to Trokey, who catches below the rim. Jump ball is called right away. Interesting play by Fostoria St. Wendland, Chuck, which simply threw a skyscraper of a pass 25 feet from the rim down inside for Trokey without jumping. She got it on her fingertips, but Jackson Center bottled her up.
That's exactly what they did last year, boy. It looks like a shot, but it's a pass.
Jackson Center possession. Here come the Tigers, forecourt to the right. It is Cassie Meyer on the arc, picks up her dribble, picked up by Rutter, now to Peyton Esser, dribble drive into the lane, running one-hander, hits the back of the rim, no good, rebound down to Trokey, clawed away by the Tigers, three-point shot in the air, but Cassie Meyer, good! Hits the back rim and dropped through. And Jackson Center opens up first, out in front, three zip, we played 45 seconds. Dribbling down the left side, it's Rutter, she kicked the ball, gets loose in the lane, Pauline Meyer dives on it for Jackson Center. It's ruled a jump. It will be kept by Fostoria St. Wendland. Holloway Sportswear, celebrating 70 years of business, located in Sydney in Shelby County since 1946. Holloway is the nationally recognized apparel brand specializing in team sports. Holloway recognizes the importance of team sports in building a strong community and is proud to be a part of the tournament journey for the Jackson Center Tigers. Here's another lob down inside. It goes on the play from Rutter into Trokey. Jackson Center ties her up, knocks the ball away. It's loose beneath the rim. Foul as a St. Wendland player's wrist was tagged by Nicole Fote. That was barely a foul, and it was ruled to be in the act of shooting. And Peyton Trokey shoots two for Fostoria St. Wendland, which is in the home white. Black numbers outlined in gold. Jackson Center, the away black. Orange numerals trimmed in white. Each team wearing black tennis. First free throw, Peyton Trokey, too long, no good.
Now they had her surrounded again that time, and they just got a breaker. They would have stopped the second pass inside.
Second free throw, Peyton Trokey. It is also strong. It hit the back frame and ricocheted to Nicole Fote of Jackson Center, which leads 3-0, a minute 20 gone here in the first quarter. Cassie Meyer on the bounce off the left. Straight away, Nicole Fote. She lines up the long three ball. Look out! Got it! A triple by Nicole Fote. That was a step or two longer than Cassie Meyer's. And the Tigers are off to a hot beginning behind the three-point line. 6-0. Rutter deep in the right corner on the bounce. Back to the basket now. 17 feet away. Guarded tightly by Cassie Meyer. Here's another lob down inside to Cameron Trokey. It is blocked on the play by Nicole Fote, but a hack on the arm. Who picked up the first foul earlier, Chuck, for Jackson Center?
The first one was on... I'm not sure.
Ooh,
I'll find it. It's one on Foden, one on...
That's two on Nicole.
No, one on Clark.
Here's the free throw by Cameron Troike. Dead eye, swish. She nails it. I thought the PA announcer...
The scoreboard says one on Foden, one on Clark.
We'll take that in favor of two on Nicole Foden. Troike bangs in both shots at the free throw line. Good form.
I'm sure she has to be a good free throw shooter because she probably goes there a lot.
Frequently, yep. The 6'5 young lady drained a couple shots at the charity stripe. 6-2 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's Cassie Meyer veering off to the left corner, and she bounced the ball off her shoe, and it rolls out of bounds. And Fostoria St. Wendland brings it down the court. 6:02 to go in the first quarter. Jackson Center with a 6-2 lead. Midcourt on the dribble. It is Rutter. Rutter with a spin move. Looks for a teammate cutting back door. She's not available. Rutter drives into the lane, and Jackson Center manages to fight the ball away, and it's ruled another foul. Boy, the officiating so far, Chuck, extremely tight. Jackson Center's been whistled for three, and
they called that a shooting foul?
How that's a shooting foul, I'm not sure.
Woo.
Free throw by Rutter up and in to make it a 6-3 game, Jackson Center. Rutter hits both, 6-4. Four free throws for Fostoria St. Wendland. Thanks to one or two calls, Chuck, which were marginal at best, and I'm not sure the last one was even a shooting personal foul. Looked common to me. Could have been called on the floor just as easily. Here is Olivia Clark, foul line, tries to drive on Cameron Troike. Lost the ball into the right corner. Peyton Esser tracks it down for Jackson Center. 2.5 minutes gone here in the first quarter. 6-4, Tigers lead. Esser pulls up, gives to Pauline Meyer in the right corner. Knocked away by Peyton Troike. Now to Cassie, who shoots the three. Wide right, no good. Rebound to Cole Foote in the lane. Shoots it high off the glass. Missed it. Acting foul coming up. It might be against 6'5", Cameron Troike. Yep, it is on the big pivot player for Fostoria St. Wendland. 25 points a game, Cameron Troike. Foul shot, Nicole Foote, Jackson Center, and she coaxes that one down in.
This is a good start for Jackson Center. With the fouls, the three fouls they got, a little ticky-tack, but they're going to pick some up because she's going to be tough to guard.
Tigers bench will eventually come into play as Nicole Foote pops home two free throws, and the Tigers have an 8-4 cushion.
Kristen Ware has checked in now, her first look.
4-point lead, Jackson Center. Here is St. Wendland up into the forecourt. Rutter's got it 25 feet away, picked up by Esser. Outside the arc on the right to Haley Burns. Burns to Rutter on the arc. Left side pass to Peyton Esser. Lob down into Cameron Troike. I should have said Peyton Troike to Cameron Troike. And from point blank range, she drops it in. That is unstoppable.
I don't think I could stop that back in my heyday.
Nope. 8-6, Jackson Center by 2. And I know I couldn't because I'm about a foot shorter than you are.
Well, she had the height on me.
Peyton Esser in the right corner took the cross-court pass for Jackson Center. Tries to make an inside look to Kristen Ware, intercepted by Cameron Troike of St. Wendland. The Mohawks, as they're called, bring it down the floor, tired in the home white. Here is Rutter, dribbling, baseline left, all the way to the rack, running layup, high off the glass, it rimmed out. Rebound, Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center. Long lead out to Pauline, all the way to the rim. 2 points! Brilliant 3-on-2 fast break for the Lady Tigers.
Run the floor, good things happen.
10-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Deep right wing, it is Haley Burns for the Mohawks. Straight away to Peyton Troike. Back to Burns. She jacks up the triple, overshot it, didn't catch rim. Loose ball rebound, Pauline Meyer. Out of Peyton Esser. Boy, it's obvious right away, Chuck. The Tigers can play right with this team.
Oh, no doubt about it. They triple team her and make somebody else shoot it. So far, I'm not impressed with the shooting by St. Wendland.
High left, it's Pauline Meyer. Outside the arc to Kristen Ware. Between the rings, it's Cassie Meyer. Jackson Center in the lead, 10-6. 3:20 left to go first quarter. There's a long cross-court pass for Pauline Myers coming right toward us, over and back, out of bounds.
Well, that was just a poor choice because she had Cassie Meyer there. She tried to throw it one person beyond, and bad pass. Bad choice.
Fostoria St. Wendland behind before. 3:14 left in the first quarter. And the Mohawks take a timeout. Jackson Center off to a good beginning. Go Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
So many thanks to new underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi. So many thanks to Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum, and the Francis Schultze Company in Rushi. So many thanks to Ken Francis, all his staff and associates at Francis Schultze in Rushi. Gratitude to both Rushi firms, Aluminum, Superior Aluminum Products, and the Francis Schultze Company. Two new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our first ever, by the way, from the community of Rushi. Up after the timeout, nothing good happens for the Mohawks as St. Wendland throws it out of bounds.
Well, they tried to throw that big lob, high lob in again, and Jackson Center got it down there, knocked it off her arm and out of bounds.
Kristen Ware, top of the key for the Tigers. 2:45 to go first quarter. Jackson Center up 10-6. Kennedy Reese in off the bench, the 5'5 sophomore out there at the moment. Between the rings, here is Cassie Meyer straight away to Peyton Esser. Looks for the cutter, Reese in the lane. Peyton retreats on the bounce, goes high right to Ware. Here's Nicole Fote flashing into the lane, turns, loops up a 7-footer over Cameron Troike. Missed it long, no good. Rebound down to the Mohawks. Fote, I think, was maybe more intently trying to draw the foul than make the goal. Here's nearly a travel, far side of the floor by St. Wendland. It's lost by Allie Rutter. She rolls on top of the ball. That could have been whistled a violation. Jackson Center eventually tipped it away out of bounds. St. Wendland throws it in. 2:12 left in the first. 10-6 Jackson Center.
Well, that's what you have to avoid at the other end. You can't not shoot the ball assuming you're going to get a foul call.
Right.
You got to shoot it like you're the only one on the floor. If she blocks it, she blocks
yes,
it.
Yes, go up with confidence. Be strong. Here is St. Wendland inbounding. If you try to avoid her, that's when you don't pick up fouls.
Yeah, and she gives her room to use her length.
Here's a long shot from back of the foul line by St. Wendland, way up in the air, short of the mark. Emma Prince missed it, but Cameron Troike got the rebound, fed it off to sister Peyton, and she was jammed at the rim by Jackson Center and is awarded two free throws. And St. Wendland has spent much of the first quarter at the stripe. Peyton Troike shoots it. It's way too hard. Sticks in the back iron. Kerplunk. It falls in. That's a lucky one. But the Mohawks will take it. 10-7. Jackson Center's lead is 3. Second foul shot. Peyton Troike on the way. Much too hard. Rebounded by Cameron. Low to right. She's got it easily. And the 6'5", 20 points a game score grabs the rebound way up over everybody and drops it in. And now the Mohawks, who lead by a point, fall back into his own. Or I should say Jackson Center still leads by a point after the three-point play by St. Wendland cuts it from 10-6 to 10-9. Here's a good drive by Cassie Meyer into the lane. Banked it up a little too heavy. No good. Hit the glass. The rim came down to Cameron Troike of St. Wendland. Up the floor to Rutter, deep in the right corner to Burns. Now the Mohawks have the chance to take the lead. Cassie Meyer nearly steals. Burns dribbles into the top of the circle. Gives it to Prince out back. Lobs that inside to Cameron Troike. Nearly blocked to the plate by Cassie Meyer. Troike lost it, got it back, shot it again. Cassie deflected it and took it away. Oh, a tremendous defensive play by Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center. One-on-one in the lane against Cameron Troike. Nicole Foch got it out back for the Tigers. Now to Cassie. Right corner, Kristen Ware. Here's Cassie, foul line. Low on the left to Foch. Blocked off the glass by Cameron Troike of St. Wendland.
A lot of arm on that shot that was blocked.
Here's a travel against Cameron Troike in backcourt. You're so right, Chuck. It could have been number 2 Could have been number two, whistled in Cameron Troike, but no call.
Well, I think Cameron knew she did it, so she traveled to make up for it. She's a fair young lady. I like that.
10-9, Jackson Center has led the entire quarter. 6-0 start for the Tigers and a couple threes. Peyton Esser inbounding low in the left to Kennedy Reese on the arc. Kennedy circles out back to Olivia Clark in the paint. Spinning one-hander over Troike. No good. Glanced off the rim after hitting the backboard. And the rebound comes down to St. Wendland's Rutter. Rutter to midcourt. 28 seconds to go in the first. Rutter 25 feet away. Pulls up outside the lane. Hits a teammate coming in from the left wing. It's Peyton Troike. She catches and scores and is fouled. And Jackson Center falls behind by one. 11-10 St. Wendland. It was Allie Rutter, I think, who was the beneficiary of the pass. No, it was Peyton Troike, who's at the stripe to complete the three-point play. Way off to the right, Cameron Troike gets the rebound and hits it from 4 feet out. And just like that, Fostoria St. Wendland's got a 13-10 lead. 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tigers to midcourt. Esser head of the key on the bounce against the zone. 4 seconds to go. Peyton into the lane, running one-hander, off the edge of the rim, no good. We've got a foul on the drive. Unfortunately for Jackson Center, the official says the personal was not committed on the shot attempt. So with 1.5 to go in the first period, the Tigers inbound, low on the right. Peyton Esser will trigger it. She'll look for Cassie Meyer. Nope, it's thrown out to Cameron Elkert at midcourt. Long 35-footer deflected on the play by Fostoria St. Wendland, and the Jackson Center Tigers, who led for all but 20 seconds of the first quarter, are behind after one, 13-10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Yeah, right now, the Jackson Center fans are receiving orange towels being thrown up into the stands from Jackson Center students.
I want one.
Yeah, it's getting a little warm in here. You're right. Cameron Elkert starts off the second quarter for Jackson Center with a long, high-arching straightaway triple. No good off to the right. Rebound comes down to St. Wendland. 13-10, Fostoria St. Wendland leads. First, second quarter. Dribble drive into lane. Rutter all the way to the rack. Seven-footer on the move. Good! Fine play by Allie Rutter of Fostoria St. Wendland. 5'10 senior averaging 13 a game, and now the Tigers are down 5, 15-10. Cameron Elker 25 feet away. Bounce pass top of the circle, Cassie Meyer. Coming out to catch Olivia Clark. Tigers need a field goal here in the worst way. Kennedy Reese in the paint turns and squares her body up against Cameron Troike.
They've been fought better of it and threw it back out.
Yes, here's Cassie Meyer, top of the circle, now Olivia. Right side, Cameron Elker. Peyton Esser slices through the lane. No pass to her. Cross-court skip pass to Cassie Meyer, who pulls up, jumps, shoots, 15-footer. No good off the heel. Rebound gathered by Peyton Troike of Fostoria St. Wendland. Here comes Rutter up the court against Kennedy Reese. 15-10, Fostoria leads. Peyton Troike, right corner, Haley Burns. Pulls up, lobs down inside to Cameron Troike. Little 4-foot bank shot, got it. Nothing the Tigers can do about that. And the lead swells now to 17-10. Jackson Center led 6-0 at the start. 17-4 run now by Faustoria St. Wendland. Clark straightaway, Cassie Meyer. Tigers need points this trip. 6:10 to go, second quarter. Cassie retreats, looks at the zone, surveys it, gives it to Kennedy Reese. Looking on the inside for the cutter, Esser. Nothing there. Right corner, Cassie. Shot fake, pulls up, baseline right. Oh, nice feed inside to Clark. Shot blocked by the big 6'5", Cameron Troike, into the lap of Rudder of Faustoria St. Wendland, which leads it 17-10 with 5:40 to be played in the first half. Outside the arc, right flank, it's Peyton Troike down inside to Cameron. Clark goes up to try to block the shot and hacks the shooter, who will get two. 6'5", 25 points a game, 13 rebounds a game. Cameron Troike for Faustoria St. Wendland. 17-10, Mohawks lead the Tigers. 2.5 gone, second quarter. Cameron's foul shot, good stroke. Swish, she's got it. Second free throw coming here for Troike. One bounce. Eyes to goal. Front rim, back rim, down through. Good touch. 18-10, Faustoria St. Wendland. Second free throw made makes it 19-10 in favor of the Mohawks. As the Tigers have been outscored now 19-4 since the six-minute mark of the first period. Here's Cassie Meyer, top of the key. Jackson Center finding the points very difficult to come by. Here's Olivia Clark attacking down inside against Cameron Troike. Good spin move up and in. She used the glass. Outstanding effort by Olivia Clark at Jackson Center. And it's 19-12, Tigers down 7. Here's Peyton Troike up the Rudder, got away with a high dribble, no call. Near side to Peyton Troike, right corner Burns. Is that a shot or a pass? It's way short. Cameron Troike can't collect it. It's tipped away to Peyton Esser for Jackson Center. She darts down the floor. Out back to Foote for a long three. Too hard. Weak side rebound, Pauline Meyer. To Cassie for a triple try. No good off the back flange. And the rebound caroms to Burns of Faustoria St. Wendland.
That was a big trip down. If they had her down on the floor, they could have got this thing back to 4 points with that three.
Yep, Tigers had two good-looking attempts from behind the arc. Each one was an open attempt. A good try on both shots. Neither went down. Here's Peyton Troike, baseline right. Now to Burns, foul line extended right. Lob down inside to Cameron Troike. She's triple teamed, still caught the deflected pass and dropped it in from 2 feet out right in front.
If you don't knock the pass away, you're dead skunk, because she is down there shooting the ball from a foot and a half.
21-12 in favor of Faustoria St. Wendland. Cassie Meyer pulls up inside the arc. 16-foot jumper around and out, no good. Tie up on the rebound, and Faustoria St. Wendland benefits from the arrow.
Well, I can't think that Waterford's sitting up there going, gee, good thing we got another look at these guys.
Well, Waterford defeated Faustoria St. Wendland with a fourth-quarter comeback in last year's state semifinal, and then Fort Loramie downed Waterford to take the state championship, the Redskins second in a three-year period.
Well, I think they waved off the held ball and gave St. Wendland a timeout.
Timeout, Faustoria, 3:52 left in the half. 21-12, Tigers are down on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And thanks so much to Chris Geise, all the staff and associates at Dickman Industrial and Electrical Supplies. Dickman on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. On the Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies scoreboard, it is 21-12. Faustoria St. Wendland leads Jackson Center by 9. 3:48 to go and counting. beyond the midway point, second quarter. Fostori has got the ball at midcourt. It is Rutter dribbling down the left side into the lane to Burns in the right corner. It looks like a shot, but it is a pass inside to Cameron Troike, who got it, dropped it, knocked by the Tigers, batted last by a black shirt, out of bounds. It's St. Wendland's ball in. Boy, these throws to the interior by Fostoria St. Wendland, Chuck, repeatedly look like shots that come up lame, but they are passes to Troike.
No doubt.
3 or 4 feet from the rim. Here's a near steal on the inbounds play by Fostoria, almost snatched by Pink Nesser of the Tigers, who tried to trace down a loose ball that she had deflected. It goes out of bounds at the timeline. Fostoria inbounds again. Jackson Center led early on two threes by Nicole Folt and Cassie Meyer. It was 6-0. Since then, a 21-6 stretch for Fostoria St. Wendland, which again drives the baseline and has the ball punched out. Haley Burns had it slapped away by Pauline Meyer of the Tigers. Baseline left, inbounding is Rutter for the team in white, Fostoria. Bounce low to the right to the cutter, Burns again slammed out of bounds by Jackson Center on the bounce pass. Cassie Meyer got a fist on it. Down to 3:19 to go here in the first half. Oh, good inbounds look to Burns coming in from the left wing. Caught it and scored with the left hand. 3:10 to go in the half. 23-12, Fostoria St. Wendland. Pauline Meyer outside the arc, near side to Cassie. Deep left corner to Cole Foat. Dribble drive through the lane, running one-hander, bouncing around, and good! Nice soft touch by Nicole Foat.
I like that. I mean, get into the lane, try to pick up a foul, take it to the basket. You got to be aggressive. Passive stuff they're doing right now is getting them farther and farther and farther behind.
Yeah, if you're on the move through the paint, you're that much tougher to guard for the 6'5 Cameron Troike. 2:40 left to go here in the first half. On the arc, it's Peyton Troike, right corner Burns. Burns down inside to Cameron Troike, stripped on the play. Two or three Tigers got their paws on it and slapped it free. Here's Peyton Nesser on the giddy-up, running down the floor, driving, shooting, got it, and a foul. Woo, what a fantastic drive by Peyton Nesser. As once Jackson Center swiped it from Cameron Troike, the Tigers were on the loose. It was more like 4-on-2, and Peyton made a dazzling driving layup coming in from the right wing. She was tagged on the arm as she dropped it in high off the window. Free throw by Peyton. A lot of rim dancing off to the left. No good. Rebound Fostoria. Olivia Clark goes over the back.
Well, one thing you know is not going to happen, and Jackson Center is going to keep playing hard. They're going to keep trying to, you know, stay in this basketball game.
It is 23-16. Fostoria St. Wendland up 7. And it's a 1-on-1 situation for Burns. Obviously, the Tigers' cause would be helped if Fostoria St. Wendland misfired on a few 1-on-1s here late in the second quarter. 2:24 to go. And Burns does not oblige. She rams it in. 24-16 now, Chuck.
They need to foul Peyton Troike because she shoots free throws like I do left-handed.
Second shot, Burns way too hard. Rebound is caught by Kristen Ware of Jackson Center up to Cassie Meyer. Cassie gives it to Pauline Meyer, jacks up a triple, short. Rebound right corner, tipped away. Who's got it? Let's see what's been called. Is it a jump, a foul?
He called that a jump ball. Are you kidding me?
Wow. Well, that was the quickest tie-up I think I've ever seen.
Well, he looks like Yannick Noah. He had to get a tennis racket and go outside and hit some balls. He's not much of an official.
And so far, this contest has been sloppily officiated without question. Here's Cameron Troike in backcourt. Fires to midcourt to Peyton Troike. She nearly runs over Pauline Meyer. Gives it back to Burns, who lobs inside to Cameron Troike, low on the right, spin move. She might have gotten away with a walk. No, she did not. It was called. Minute 56 to go in the first half. 24-16. Fostoria St. Wendland in the lead by 8. Hearing from Stan Evans in Sydney, who says for some reason he's not picking us up. Huh. Here's a long three. Nicole Foch straight away. Front rim no good. Rebound Cassie Meyer in the lane. Right back out to Nicole. Big possession here for the Tigers. On a weave, it's Peyton Esser. Esser to Pauline Meyer. Ball high overhead. Now to Cassie between the circles, who fakes the three. A minute 25 to go in the first half. Deflected pass and a steal by Rutter. Rutter against Cassie Meyer. Rutter pulls up. Cassie crammed it and took it away. Boy, that's a terrific defensive play by Cassie Meyer, who dribbles up hard into the lane. Has the ball knocked out of bounds by Fostoria St. Wendland. No, it's off the kneecap of Cassie Meyer with 1:10 to go in the first half. 24-16, St. Wendland leads. Here's Cameron Troike in backcourt. Up the near side to Rutter. Taken away by Esser, who might have stepped out of bounds just barely. Right in front of us. Good hustle by Peyton. 105 to go in the first half. Jackson Center down 8. Ball inbounded by the Tigers, or I should say by the Mohawks. He goes to Rutter. Rutter stumbles down, nearly walked. Ruled a little bit of contact by Peyton. And a foul against Esser. Boy, that's a tough one to take. 1-1 now for St. Wendland's best shooter. Big shots here for Rutter of Fostoria, and she nestles it down through. Boy, she is good at the strike. A minute 3 to go, first half. The lead for Fostoria is 9. Second shot, Rutter, good again. 1 minute even to play, second quarter. Here comes Jackson Center to midcourt, behind by 10. Peyton Esser, timeline, against the zone. She surveys it, veers left. Deep into the right corner, Cassie Meyer. Cassie goes baseline, pulls up down inside against Cameron Troike. Rotated to Foch straight away. Good look. Three-point land. No good off the back iron. Rebound pinball to Cameron Troike of St. Wendland. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Tigers need a stop here. Midcourt Rutter. Left corner. It goes to Peyton Troike. She's choked off. Now to Burns. Got away with a double dribble. No call. Here's a dump off down inside to Cameron Troike. Batted free, but Jackson Center. 14 seconds to go. Peyton Esser scooped it up. She's on the mad dash down the hardwood. Gives it up out back to Cassie Meyer. Triple on the way. Off to the right. Short. No good. Scramble for the loose ball. Cassie's got it back. Heaves it at the buzzer. Hit the backboard. Rim. No good. Close, but no cigar. Tough break for the Tigers, who came up empty the last few trips down the floor, trying to cut into that Fostoria St. Wendland advantage, which is 10, 26, 16 at the break. Jackson Center Tigers behind, a game first half by the smaller Jackson Center team, which is battling hard against the favored Fostoria St. Wendland club, which features 6'5 Cameron Troike, 25 points a game, 13 rebounds a game on the interior. As Fostoria St. Wendland loves to come down the floor and make short shot attempts, wind up being passes down inside to Cameron Troike, who has lived on 2, 3, and 4 footers here in the first half. St. Wendland making free throws and is up by 10 after a very good start by Jackson Center, which led by a count of 6-0 and was in the lead for all but the final 20 seconds of the first quarter in that first period of play. But St. Wendland owned period number 2. Halftime here at the Schottenstein Center. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, and this is ScoresBroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. office so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com. This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambout Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Well, so many thanks to folks all around the state of Ohio and throughout the country, Chuck, who are texting and emailing. They are hearing us loud and clear. Just heard from friends in Botkins, also in Anna, as well as out in Arizona and in Florida. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at the Schottenstein Center.
I've heard from a lot of people from Airstream. They're wondering why I'm not working, but they are listening to the game.
Really? Airstream folks have tuned in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good, good. Well, you have to update your Adobe Flash player. We note on the site a couple brief steps you must take. Update your Adobe Flash. And once you update the Adobe, you should be able to click on Listen Live. If you have an Android device, there is an app you can download. It's real simple. It's also noted at the top of the site. Tell your friends to join us. We've got a half to go yet. Jackson Center girls down by 10, not nearly out of this game. A lot of people figured this would be a huge blowout. Astoria St. Wendland highly favored. Jackson Center got off to a very good beginning. But the 6'5 Cameron Troike has been a demon down inside. Astoria simply comes down the floor and just lobs the ball way up in the air, 20 feet off the ground for her. And she reaches up and catches it. Three or four feet to the side of the rim. The Jackson Center girls have been leaping as high as they can get to tip the ball away. They've done it on occasions, but Troike has been almost impossible to stop. She's gotten away with maybe a second and third foul in this game. She's only picked up one officially. I think the Tigers have probably fouled her defensively down inside a couple more times than have been called to. About 6 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, Jackson Center down 10. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck, how's the scoring gone? Tigers got off to a good start shooting, but tailed off over the last 10-12 minutes of that first half.
Well, they hit their first two threes of the game and missed their next 11. But I have no problem with them continuing to try to shoot the three, because that's how they're going to get back in the game.
Ooh, right.
If they do. They are 6 of 23 from the floor, 26%. Only went to the free throw line three times, made two, 66%. On the other side, Astoria, 8 of 15 from the floor, 53%. They've only taken one three. Why would you? And 10 of 15 from the free throw line. They've shot 12 more free throws than Jackson Center, 66%. Rebounding, 17 to 12 advantage to Astoria St. Wendelin. 6 to 5, surprisingly, offensive rebounding advantage to the Tigers. Individual scoring for St. Wendelin. Cameron Troike with 14, Allie Rutter with 6, and 3 each from Burns and Peyton Troike. They scored 13 in each quarter, 26 for the half. Jackson Center on the other side, Nicole Fote, good first half, 7 points. They got 3 from Cassie Meyer. She made that first 3, hasn't made one since. She really needs to step up and score some here in the second half. They got 2 from Peyton Esser, 2 from Pauline Meyer, and 2 from Olivia Clark. They scored 10 and 6. Trail at 26 to 16 at the half.
The Tigers simply have to shoot better, get off to a good start here in the third quarter, Chuck, and whittle this 10-point game down to maybe a couple possessions by the time that fourth quarter rolls around. That will be the recipe for success for Jackson Center. Won't be easy. This Fostoria St. Wendland team is paced by Cameron Troike, 6 feet, 5 inches tall. Tell you what, Chuck, a lot of Division IV boys post players would have their hands full with Cameron Troike.
Well, I know. I mean, she's strong. The thing is, they're surrounding her. No one else seems to be able to shoot the basketball. I'm surprised that the person coming is the third person to come and help. I'm surprised they're not throwing a diagonal pass to the back block because that is wide open, but they continue just to lob that ball up in the air. I'm not sure whether to give them a turnover or a rebound when Jackson Center gets the ball, but it's been effective. I mean, she's got 14 points in the first half, and at the other end, not getting anything in the paint.
No. 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, Jackson Center girls down to 10, state semifinal here at The Ohio State University. Girls Division IV, Fostoria St. Wendland 26, Jackson Center 16. That's our halftime report presented to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Banklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Our student spotlight segment here at the half brought to you, as always, by LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success here at the halftime break on ScoresBroadcast.com. We always highlight student athletes on the basketball floor or who cheerlead, who excel on the court and in academics too. Today we take a look at three seniors from Jackson Center. They'll be missed. They have been brilliant students, outstanding players on the floor. 12th graders Pauline Meyer, Peyton Esser, and Nicole Thote. They are under the spotlight here today thanks to LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
So many thanks to a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Primary Eye Care Associates, with locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris, on the web at primaryeyecare.org. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry taking care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime at Primary Eye Care Associates, on the web at primaryeyecare.org. New location in Fort Loramie, formerly South Main, now at 700 East Park. Primary Eye Care Associates, accepting most insurance plans, accepting new patients. Open weeknights and Saturday mornings. Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Again, 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care, taking care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. Up the second half begins. Here at the foul line is Fostoria St. Wendland. A little shuffle step by Emma Prince, 5'4 sophomore. It's whistled a travel call.
Well, she put the arm under there, gave him the Heisman pose, and they called it on her.
Jackson Center behind by 10, 26-16. Tigers here in the third and fourth quarters will be right in front of us. Jackson Center crowd and bench directly across the way. Here's a dribble drive from the left wing to Cassie Meyer. She took it to the low block, was tripped. Reach-in foul called against Fostoria St. Wendland. Bronx cheer from the Tiger crowd.
Well, there's just one official who has, every call has gone the other way. I mean, I'm sure he's seeing what he's seeing.
St. Wendland, only three fouls called on Fostoria in the first two quarters. Only three of them. And the Tigers have now racked up nine. Here is a bad pass by Jackson Center on the inbounds play. And Fostoria swipes it. Burns into the right corner. Now to Peyton Troike. Dribble drive into the lane. And it's stolen by Pauline Meyer. Dynamite effort by Pauline, who got a mitt on it and raked it free. Down the floor to Peyton Esser. All the way beneath the rim. Tries to lateral back into the post. And Nicole Fote deflected, stolen by Fostoria.
Got a little too deep that time. Good fought. Just not where she needed to be.
6.5 to go, third quarter. Nobody scored in this period. Tigers cannot let the lead get away from them anymore. Fostoria up 10. Here's a pass into the interior for Cameron Troike. Knocked out of the air by Nicole Fote of Jackson Center. Then a jump shot tried at the foul line by Burns. Way short. Rebound batted free to Jackson Center's Pauline Meyer, who streaks the other way and makes a superb driving layup.
That took a lot of balance, boy. The ball got knocked away, and she hung onto it long enough to make the basket.
Beautifully done by Pauline. She sprinted right past us and dropped it in, beating two Fostoria ladies to the cup. Deep in the right corner with the ball, Burns for St. Wendland, and it's stroked out of bounds by Cassie Meyer, who got an arm on it and knocked it into the St. Wendland bench. Wow. 5:49 to go, third quarter. Tigers down 8.
I don't think I'd get within 10 feet of Burns when she has the ball outside the arc. She can't shoot it.
Here's Rudder, top of the key, picked up by Cassie Meyer on a weave to Prince. Right corner, Burns. She stopped on the drive, lobbed into Cameron Troike, 8 feet away. Walked with the ball, no call. Shot short, rebound Nicole Fote. Tigers have got it. Opportunity to trim the deficit to 6 or even 5. Here's Cassie Meyer, 20 feet out. Here's the bomb. Short, no good. The cool foot rebound below the rack. Stripped on the play. Blocked by Cameron Troike. Loose ball to Fostoria St. Wendland. Standout defensive maneuver. Nicole had it point-blank range, but the 6'5 Troike slapped the ball free, and then Peyton Esser, guilty of a defensive foul at midcourt with just over 5 to play in the third quarter. And the Tigers down 8, 26-18.
Well, as you would assume at 6'4", 6'5", Troike is a force on both ends of the floor. I mean, she is disruptive on the offensive end, or defensive end, and offensively she is almost impossible to stop.
Yeah, I'm calling her 6'5", Chuck, because the head coach winked at me when he said, yeah, she's 6'4", in bare feet, and he winked. And in two or three pairs of sweat socks and those tennis, she's every bit of 6'5 or 6'6.
That was the third foul on Peyton Esser. She's going to have to sit for a minute.
Peyton gets a breather, a respite for her, three personal fouls. St. Wendland's Emma Prince has the ball near the timeline. Cassie Meyer comes out to press. Head coach for Fostoria decides to back it out, eat clock, and we've got a timeout called by St. Wendland as the head coach, Aaron Smith, signals for a break with 4:46 to go in the third quarter. Jackson Center behind by 8 on scores. Broadcast.com.
Frisch's Haddock is back with an all-new seafood market platter. Last time we sold out of this tender whitefish, leaving some people longing for the classic taste, breaded fresh and prepared to order. Our haddock comes with sides, a roll, and our world-famous tartar sauce. Or try it in our new seafood market platter. Just $9.99 gets you haddock, six butterfly shrimp, and your choice of two delicious sides. Served with that signature tartar sauce. Hungry yet? Don't miss it. Get to your neighborhood Frisch's today.
Frisch's in Sydney, now open at 6 a.m. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? Inbounding rudder for Fostoria St. Wendland, tied up in the corner. Kennedy Reese all over. Thrown to Prince at the top of the key, lost. She traces it down at midcourt. Good hustling D by Kennedy Reese on rudder, deep right side of the floor. Here's Burns, dribble drive, left side of the lane, all the way to the rim. Way short. Oh, Cameron Troike got away with a foul on the back of Nicole Fote, who snared the rebound. Fed it up to Cassie Meyer. Kennedy Reese getting time on the court now for Peyton Esser, who's at the bench with three fouls. Here's Olivia Clark in the post. Drives inside against Cameron Troike. Left it a little bit short. No good. Oh, it wouldn't crawl over the rim.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is good for Olivia Clark for the future, though.
Here's a fumble ball at the timeline by Fostoria St. Wendland. And the Mohawks simply coughed it up out of bounds, and it's given right back to Fostoria. That's a mistaken call. Wow. Jackson Center crowd went crazy, and rightfully so. Fostoria St. Wendland, Chuck, here in the third quarter, has not scored.
They haven't scored, no.
But
unfortunately, Jackson's only scored two.
Oh, there's a charging call. No basket. Dribble drive. Left wing by Peyton Troike. She crashed into a Tiger, hitting the deck hard. Pauline Meyer. She attracted the offensive foul. The goal was made, but it's nullified. And the Tigers still right in this thing, down eight with 3:52 to go in the third quarter, 26-18, St. Wendland. Cassie Meyer, top of the key, bullet pass, down low to Fote, reverse layup, got it! Oh, what an assist by Cassie Meyer. Nicole Fote slipped in behind Cameron Troike, who didn't notice her. Nicole's having a very good game. Here's Burns in the left corner. Out back to Peyton Troike, to Prince. Burns, left baseline, drives on Pauline Meyer. 6-point lead, Fostoria St. Wendland. Oh, there's a block out of bounds. What a great play by Olivia Clark as Fostoria St. Wendland found Peyton Troike, the 5'9 sophomore, sister of star Cameron, open baseline right, but it was crammed. Inbounds pass, three-pointer right corner, Peyton Troike, Fostoria, no good off the back rim. Rebound knocked out on the play by Fostoria. It's given to Fostoria. Now the officials huddle, and it's corrected. That's the right call. We can see that one from here.
I'm telling you, that guy under the basket is struggling. I guess everybody has a bad day.
For the previous game, Chuck, Waterford against its opponent, Cornerstone Academy, was beautifully worked. This game has been sloppily officiated. Deep in the right corner, Nicole Fote for a long triple. Got it! Got it! Nicole Fote, 24-footer. Jackson Center's within three. 26-23. Can the Tigers pull off another upset? 2:57 to go, third quarter. Fostoria St. Wendland yet to put a point on the board in this half. They take a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the
90s. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Jackson Center Tigers put on a full court press as the orange crowd across the way begins a staccato cheer. Here is Burns at midcourt for St. Gwendolyn. Three-point game, 2:46 to go, third quarter. There's a long high lob down inside for Cameron Troike. She's bottled up, double-teamed, triple-teamed, and two players hit the deck, Cameron Troike for Fostoria and Cassie Meyer for Jackson Center. As Troike lands hard on her shoulder, Meyer hits the deck, bracing her hand. Foul called against Jackson Center. And Cameron Troike, slow to get up, is awarded two free throws. I think she caught it. Was in the act of shooting, Chuck?
I would hope not. She caught the ball on the pass, and they both fell down.
Now, let's see. Ball out of bounds, maybe, to the left of the rim. 2:42 to go. Third quarter. Both players up, moving around. Cassie wringing her right hand. And Cameron Troike trying to shake off a shoulder stinger. Ball inbounded low to the right to Burns, and Burns beats Cassie Meyer to the rim and scores.
That's twice.
Fostoria has utilized that play on the inbounds below the rim. 28-23, St. Gwendolyn. 2:25 to go, third quarter. Here's Olivia Clark, low on the left, starts a drive, blocked from behind to Cameron Troike. Rebound comes away to Fostoria. Down the right side of the court comes Burns. She angles right, picked up by Cassie Meyer. Deep right corner, Peyton Troike. Shot blocked by Nicole Fote, who yanks it down. Superb defense by her. Here's Cassie Meyer darting up the floor. Loops a pass into the right corner for Kennedy Reese. It is tipped out of bounds by Fostoria. With 2 minutes and a second to go in the third quarter, Jackson Center reeled off the first seven of the third to cut it to three. It's now a five-point game, 28-23. Cassie Meyer inbounding right in front of us. Goes to Nicole Folk. Top of the circle to Pauline Meyer. Dribble drive, foul line, jumper, 10-footer, clangs off the rim. Loose ball, left corner, tug of war for it. It's ruled a jump, Tigers keep it.
Boy, I would have liked to have seen Nicole Folk take that three. Nobody stepped out on her, and she's been shooting it.
Tell you what, Nicole Folk and Cassie Meyer can launch every three they get, Chuck, from here on out.
That's what they're going to have to do to win the game.
Baseline left, Paulie Meyer lobbing in, top of the circle, intended on the play for a teammate, broken up. Here's a run out the other way, driving layup by Rutter, good for Fostoria St. Gwendolyn. Good defensive play by the Mohawks, who are back up seven now, 30-23. Cassie Meyer, pull up, 10-foot bank, long, no good, rebound loose on the floor, Burns claws for it, so does Cassie Meyer, rule to jump, Fostoria gets this arrow. 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Jackson Center behind the 7, 30-23. Inbounding down to the right, Rutter. Full court pressure of a Jackson Center. Pitched up ahead to Burns. Burns dribbles outside the arc. Bounce pass deep left corner to Peyton Troike. Thrown for Cameron, 15 feet from the rim. Knocked free by Jackson Center. Picked up, though, by Fostoria on the arc. Handling the ball 25 feet out is Allie Rutter. Dribble drive into the lane. Steal by Pauline Meyer. And she scampers up the floor with it, but it's a whistle. And bring it back. Foul on Jackson Center. Common foul on the Tigers. What's the team foul situation, Chuck?
Well, that's only two and or three and two, so nobody's going to be shooting free throws for a while.
Three team fouls on the Tigers, two on Fostoria. Baseline, left of the basket. St. Gwendolyn throws in, lob to Cameron Troike, 15 feet out. That's about as far away as she's touched it. She turns and puts up the 12-footer, a lot of rim, and she coaxed it in. It danced around the iron, hit every centimeter of the rim, and fell through there to make it 32-23. Jackson Center behind by nine. Six straight by Fostoria. Nicole Fote, good look down inside. And might have drawn a two-shot foul after a shot fake against Cameron Troike.
Yeah, good ball fake that time. Made Troike adjust.
Number two and Cameron Troike with 47.7 left to be played in the third quarter. Jackson Center behind by nine. Nicole Fote needs these two free throws right here. The first dead center. All net.
She has 13. She's having a terrific game for the Tigers.
She has exceeded her per-game average already here today. Nicole, a senior. Outstanding player along with Peyton Esser, Pauline Meyer. The triple threat seniors for Jackson Center. The only 12th graders on the roster. And Nicole Berry Stew at the stripe. It is 32-25. Jackson Center behind the 7. Here's Prince to midcourt against pressure. Bounce pass to Burns. Burns 30 feet away to Rutter. Picked up by Kennedy Reese. Rutter tries to rub Reese off a screen. What do we have? Moving screen, Fostoria, body foul, Jackson Center, and it's against the Tigers. It's against Kennedy Reese, and I didn't see that call at all.
I'm going to quit critiquing the officials. They're just going to be bad.
Yep, it's been a tough officiating afternoon against Jackson Center, to be sure. Here is Rutter, baseline right, lobbing down inside to Cameron Troike. Broken up on the play by Olivia Clark. Touch last by Fostoria. Out of bounds to the Tigers. Good play by Clark of Jackson Center.
I wouldn't mind seeing them come down here, get a last shot, and be no worse than 7 down going into the fourth quarter.
24 seconds to go, third quarter, 32-25. Jackson Center behind the 7. A triple here would cut it to 4. Here's Cassie Meyer with 15 to play. Great cross-court feed to Nicole Folk. Shot blocked. Loose ball picked up by Kennedy Reese. Back on the arc to Cassie Meyer with 8 to play. Right corner, Nicole. Long 3 ball in the air. Off to the left. No good. Rebound in the lane. Pauline Meyer back up. Might have been fouled. No call. Shot was deflected out of bounds by Fostoria. Given to St. Wendland. At the buzzer, the quarter ends. Boy, Jackson Center came up on the short end at the end of the third period, to say the least. Tigers down 7 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Picklip, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. So many thanks to Goffney Furniture on the web with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Goffney in Sydney, located on Route 47, west of I-75, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Super high-quality furniture, priced just right to meet your budget. For your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, go to Goffney Furniture. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and room planning service, too. Go to the Goffney website for even more savings. Use the $25 off coupon at goffneyfurniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Jackson Center Tigers with possession behind the 7. We start the fourth quarter. Tigers trailed by 10 at the halftime break. Whittled 3 points off that deficit in the third period of play. Here's Pauline Meyer throwing cross court low in the right to Kristen Ware. She's doubled. Foul strike pass to Pauline Meyer in the lane. Shot blocked. Recovered by Nicole Fote. Deflected by Cameron Troike. Rebound down to Troike of Fostoria. Tigers got the ball in around the rim. Within a few feet from the basket, a couple shots were in the air. Each deflected, and here comes Fostoria, forecourt to her left. Burns gives it up to Prince out back. Prince on the bounce. Jackson Center got off to a good start in this game, leading 6-0 early. Fostoria and St. Wendland outplayed Jackson Center. The last 12 minutes of the first half, Tigers outplayed Fostoria in the third quarter. Here's a foul line jump shot by Haley Burns of St. Wendland. It hits the back rim, goes up in the air, and comes right down through. And the Tigers are behind the 9 now. Top of the circle, Pauline Meyer jacks up a three. Good! Pauline Meyer peeled off a screen from Peyton Esser and launched it in. Jackson Center within six in striking distance. 6:40 left to go, fourth quarter. Here's Rutter at midcourt for Fostoria. Screen set to Prince. Guarding tightly, 30 feet away, Peyton Esser. Rutter gives it back to Prince. Pauline Meyer sags back into the top of the circle. Tigers are bracketing Cameron Troike in the lane. Deep right corner, it's Burns to Peyton Troike baseline. Lobs into Cameron. No chance to catch that. Broken up the Jackson Center. Ball rolls to the top of the key. Fostoria gets it back. Burns on a baseline drive. She's shouldered by a Tiger, and it's a common foul with 6:13 to go in the fourth. And Jackson Center down by only six. Here comes Olivia Clark back in the game for Kristen Ware. Big possession here. Tigers need a stop and points at the other end. Baseline right. Peyton Troike inbounds to Prince at the foul stripe. Dribbles into the lane. Tries to squeeze it into Cameron. Troike can't. Throws it out back. Here's Burns lobbing for Cameron. Low on the left. Good defense by Clark. Stripped on the play by Cassie Meyer. Olivia Clark gobbles it up. Feeds it out to a teammate. We've got a whistle called. A whistle blown, ruled a jump. The Jackson Center had already yanked it out of there.
I think he didn't call a foul on Troike.
And let's see what has been ruled. It could have been a third foul on Troike. Certainly Jackson Center had snatched up the basketball off the hardwood. Tigers were beginning a break the other way, and it was ruled a belated jump. Timeout call, Jackson Center. Head coach Scott Dosick's club within range of the heavily favored Fostoria St. Wendland team. 34-28, 5:59 to go in the fourth, Chuck.
Well, they're there. I mean, they're hanging in here. They're only down 6 points, and they're doing a great job. Second half, they have held them to 8 points.
Yep.
They just need to score more. They're not scoring enough. But Pauline Meyer, she's been terrific. And she is having the run that a senior wants to have at the end of the year.
And three-pointers from the Tigers from how many different players, Chuck?
Well, three. Meyer's right? Got one. Cassie Meyer's got one. And Nicole Fote has two. So three of them, both yep. Meyer's girls and Nicole Fote.
Pauline and Cassie Meyer each having drained triples. Nicole Fote a pair. Here's a cross-court pass to Nicole through her hands. It goes out of bounds. It was a skipper as Cassie Meyer pitched it across the zone. Nicole could not reel it in. And now under full court pressure, St. Wendland brings it down with 5:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Cameron Troike in backcourt. Gives it up to Rutter. Rutter 70 feet from the basket. Now to Cameron Troike, up the near side to Burns, who tightropes the boundary, almost out of bounds. Gives it up to Peyton Troike. And it's struck away from her by Cassie Meyer, rolls to midcourt. The 6'5", Cameron Troike tracks it down. Now to Rutter, 45 feet away. Who lobs off to Burns in the right corner. She starts to drive, pulls it back out. Team foul situation, 5 on Jackson Center. Ball lobbed to Peyton Troike in the right corner. Cross court to Prince. And Fostoria St. Wendland spreads the floor. Deep in the right corner, Fostoria St. Wendland's got it. Out back it comes to Prince. Clock winds down to 4:55 to go. And here's a lost ball deep in the left corner by Rutter. Tipped out by Pauline Meyer. Good defense by her.
Well, when the time comes, then they got a foul. They need to foul Peyton Troike. She's 1 for 5. Everybody else has been burying them.
Jackson Center, Chuck, is clearly the better five-person team. It's just that Fostoria St. Wendland has got a young lady at 6'5 who towers over everybody out there.
Yeah, she is the great equalizer in this game, that's for sure.
Here is Burns dribbling in from the left wing all the way to the rim. Overshot it, no good, but she was hammered. Yep, two free throws coming for her. She's been a spark for Fostoria St. Wendland. She's made a couple of big baskets.
Well, when she takes it to the rim, she has no outside shot. I'm not sure why they're stepping out and forcing her to go to the basket.
5'7" junior Haley Burns, 7 points a game, toes the free throw line. Yeah, man for man, everywhere on the floor except in the post. The Tigers certainly better than Fostoria St. Wendland, which has the dominating post player at 6'5". And thus, the six-point lead for Fostoria St. Wendland. Cameron Troike left the floor momentarily. Went to the Fostoria bench. She's now back in rebounding position on the left. Two foul shots here for Burns for Fostoria. And she pumps it up and in. I tell you what, St. Wendland has made free throws at a pretty steady pace in this game. Burns has been good at the stripe.
Yeah, they're 11 of 17 now.
Second shot by Burns. It is up, and it is hard. Rebound down to Nicole Fode of Jackson Center, which is down 7. 4:44 to play. Peyton Escher running down the court, driving toward the rim. Shot it hard, no good. Rebound, Olivia Clark got it. Olivia Clark with a good board. Fine stick back by Olivia. She skied. Speared the rebound, laid it in. There's a charging foul at midcourt. No, it's ruled a block on Jackson Center.
That was the correct call.
Peyton Escher tried to slide over late in front of Rutter. The official hesitated for a moment, and now Rutter is at the stripe. Four on Peyton Escher. One and one time for Fostoria St. Wendland, which leads by only five with 4:28 to go.
Well, Rutter's 4 for 4. That is not somebody you want to send to the free throw line.
A lot of rim, backboard, it trickles down through.
Now, Fostoria is not stupid. They're not letting Peyton Troike handle touch the basketball now that they're going to go to the free throw line.
Exactly. It'll be Rutter or Burns. In and out on the second trip to the stripe. Rebound mishandled by Jackson Center. Tigers had it, but could not tuck it away. Out of bounds beneath the glass. And Fostoria St. Wendland will play it in. Up 6, 36-30, 4:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rutter inbounding, looking for Cameron Troike in the lane. Now goes to Peyton in the right corner. Now it's into Cameron. She squares up. Good defense by the Tigers. Shot is long. No good. Hit the heel. Kicked away to Cassie Meyer. Tigers, Cassie Meyer down the floor to Kennedy Reese. Back out on the play to Pauline Meyer. Hit her in the face. Oh, it was deflected by Fostoria off Pauline last. St. Wendland ball at midcourt. Up 6 with 4:12 to go. Here is Burns, lobbing down the right side to Rutter. Rutter dropped it out of bounds into the Fostoria bench.
Good defense by Reese that time. Stepped up and forced her to put the ball on the floor when she wasn't ready.
Yeah, Kennedy might have had a hand in the small of the back. The one referee could not see it. Wendland bench had a good look at it, and they're crying about the call. Jackson Center possession. Kennedy Reese into the left corner. Nicole Fote. Fakes left, goes right, lost the ball out of bounds. Tough break for Nicole. A couple of huge turnovers.
Three in a row. Three empty possessions in a row. They cannot afford this.
Down 6 on 2 of those possessions. Down 5 on 1 of them. And the Tigers give it away. 3 straight miscues. Here's Cameron Troike in backcourt. Dribbles up the right side against Clark. Cameron pounds it on the floor. She's hemmed in by Clark and Reese, the two-timer and Fowler, 1-1 for Cameron Troike. 3:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center behind the 6, 36-30. Tigers need a big bucket to get over the hump.
Well, they had a chance to step in and take the charge with her going up the floor. I wouldn't have done it either.
Cameron Troike, 6'5", and what, Chuck, a good 200 and... 40 pounds.
Good 240, yeah. She is just, I mean, she does. She's not real agile. She's just huge.
And she is a pretty polished free throw shooter. She swishes this one, 37-30. Fostoria, second one, dead on the money. And St. Wendland is up 8, 38-30. 3:50 to go. Cassie Meyer to midcourt for Jackson Center. Pulls up. Almost took the three. Here's Pauline trying it from way outside. Short. The ball caroms off the iron into the right corner. No one touches. It goes out of bounds to Fostoria. A game effort by the Jackson Center Tigers, who are outsized big time in this game today. But Jackson Center has hung around within striking distance all afternoon.
Well, under the circumstances, I think they've played really well.
Sure have. A lot of people figured this would be a blowout. Not the case. There's a high dribble, nearly a palm by Burns. Gives it up to Peyton Troike in the right corner. Back out to Burns. To Peyton Troike. Ball thrown through the lane to Prince. Back to Peyton, right corner. And Fostoria doesn't want to shoot it. Only shot taken will be a layup down inside by Cameron Troike. Here's a pass to Rutter. Kennedy Reese ties it up. Arrow does favor Fostoria with 3:21 to go.
They need to pressure Peyton Troike, and they need to foul her. But she is very weak with the basketball.
Baseline left. Rutter inbounding. Looking. Goes to Prince. 25 feet away on the left. Out back to Peyton Troike. Chasing her, Kristen Ware. Near steal by Cassie Meyer. It's knocked to midcourt, and Cassie does have it. Cassie Meyer took it away. Dribble drive into the lane, running one-hander. Foul against Fostoria of the shooting variety. Clock stops, 3:07 to go. Cassie Meyer, two free throws here to cut it back to six.
Like I said, Peyton Troike, you need to pressure her.
Yeah, Peyton Troike.
Only a sophomore.
Yep.
I'm not picking on her. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing, and she cannot handle the basketball.
And the Tigers did put the clamps on her. Last trip down the floor by Fostoria, and Jackson Center shook it loose, made the steal, but Cassie Meyer cannot convert on the first of two free throws. It's in and out. 38-30, Fostoria, St. Wendland, 3:07 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot, Cassie Meyer. It's in and out. Oh, they both lipped the rim, for goodness sakes. Tough luck. Rebound down to Cameron Elkert of Fostoria St. Wendland. Left side throw to Rutter. Kennedy Reese all over her. Dribbling down the right side, it's Rutter. Pulls up on the arc. Lobs down inside for Cameron Troike. Low on the right. Bobble it. Got it back. Turns. Fades away. Hits the six-footer. And the Tigers now are in serious trouble, down 10. 40-30. Each team scored 14 here in the second half. Here's a reverse layup by Kristen Ware. Good feed from Cassie Meyer. No, but a foul on Cameron Troike, her third. But it might be a little too late.
Yep.
2:34 to go. Kristen Ware, a couple free throws here for the Tigers. How is Jackson Center done for the game, Chuck, at the free throw strike?
4 of 7.
Shot by Kristen Ware is on target. 40-31. Tigers within 9.
Well, Cassie Meyer missed the last two free throws. That girl has not sat down. She has played the entire game.
Kristen Ware again. Got it again. 40-32. Fostoria St. Wendland up 8. Jackson Center needs a couple quick steals, a couple transition baskets after live ball turnovers to make this interesting down the stretch. Here's the ball lobbed into Cameron Troike, nearly tipped away by Cassie Meyer in backcourt to Rutter. Rutter glides across. Head coach for St. Wendland, Aaron Smith, signals a timeout. Tigers behind by 8, 2:24 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Thanks so much to Sydney Car Care. 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the drive-in theater and the hospital. Sydney Car Care, prompt and priced right. Give a call to Sydney Car Care. Make an appointment, 492-9495, 492-9495. Talk to Todd Brown or Corey Shreves at Sydney Car Care. They will do you just right. And after the timeout, a 40-foot lob pass by Fostoria St. Wendland inside to Cameron Troike for the bunny. and the lead swells back to 10 with 2 minutes to go. Cassie Meyer, dribble drive down the lane, and her shot was altered at the rim by the 6'5 Troike. The loose ball rebound to Fostoria. In backcourt, it's Rutter. Guarded by Esther at the timeline. Rutter pulls up inside the arc. Gives it up to Prince. Foul line J. Blocked on the play by Ware. Whistle. Foul against the Tigers. Couple free throws for Fostoria, which leads it by 10 with a minute 48 to go. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaches out to aid small businesses with high-tech computer solutions, PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, including phones and handhelds, such as iPods and iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948, Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. One of two free throws made by St. Wendland. Long triple, Cassie Meyer off the rim, backboard no good. Rebound Rutter of Fostoria, which owns an 11-point cushion, a minute 22 to go. And it looks like the Jackson Center Tigers' great tournament run here in 2015-16 will be stopped here in the state semifinals by Fostoria. St. Wendland, which gets another inside field goal from Cameron Troike. Low block right side. She pivoted, caught the ball squared up in front, and banged in a five-footer. Foul against the Tigers. And it's a 13-point game, not nearly indicative, Chuck, of how closely this game was played throughout up until the last minute or so.
Well, they were down six and had a three that rimmed out. I mean, and that would have been with about 4 minutes to go in the game.
Had it at five once at 35-30. Since then, a 10-2 run by Fostoria St. Wendland.
Well, there's no answer for Troike. I mean, let's just be honest. He was, if you throw in a normal-sized girl into that spot, Jackson Center beats his team 10 times in a row.
Very well said, Jack.
But they have her, and unfortunately, she's allowed to play. Yep. She's really good.
And Cameron Troike misses the free throw. Long rebound to Cameron Elkert of Jackson Center, which is behind with 13, 1:14 to go. Here's Cassie Meyer dribbling down the lane into the post. Cameron Troike stuffs her and takes it away. Cameron Troike backcourt to Rutter. Hooking foul. Cassie Meyer with a minute 6 to go. And the Tigers down by 13. Well, it has been a terrific season for the Jackson Center ladies. Jackson Center boys will try to keep Jackson Center alive in the tournament tonight. Jackson Center versus Yellow Springs. Boys Division IV Regional Championship. Tip off at 8. We're on the web at 7:45. We will hightail it from Columbus to Kettering just after this game concludes, and bring you a pregame at about a quarter till 8. Webcast tip-off 8 o'clock tonight, Jackson Center boys against Yellow Springs. At stake, a berth in the Final Four in Boys Division IV. We hope to be right back here next Friday afternoon with the Jackson Center boys in action in a state semi, just like the girls here today. Well, Fostoria, St. Wendland made two foul shots. Tigers bring it down to Cole Foat. Straight away launches a three. Short, no good. Rebound scraped off the floor by Peyton Esser. Jackson Center gets a timeout with 48.9 to go. And now Fostoria player gets tangled up with Peyton Esser. The two hit the deck very hard. And let's see what comes of it. And I think maybe Peyton Esser was fouled.
I don't think they called anything.
It looked like Peyton Esser was knocked down, but no call. Timeout was ruled. Maybe the extracurricular activity occurred after the timeout. 48.9 to go. Jackson Center behind by 15, 47-32. The Tigers have had a great season, tremendous campaign. Jackson Center opened up play, reeling off six victories in succession over Houston, Lima, Perry, Riverside, Botkins, Fairlawn, and Indian Lake. And Chuck, I was right. Peyton Esser will be awarded shots.
They call it a technical foul.
Aha. Yeah, I thought it was clearly unnecessary roughness on Fostoria St. Wendland. Two free throws here for Peyton Esser. With Jackson Center down to 15 with 48.9 to go. Free throw by Peyton is good. Now Peyton was sucking wind as she was thrown to the deck pretty hard as she got tangled up with a much bigger Fostoria St. Wendland player. Second foul shot by Peyton is good. Now Peyton Esser revived herself quickly enough to drop in two free throws. Good job by her. 13-point game, 47-34. As we were noting, Jackson Center girls reeled off six straight wins to start the year, Chuck, after winning the girls' Division IV state volleyball crown, then hit a swoon offensively, plus a difficult part of the schedule, dropped 5 of 6, and then Jackson Center came on like gangbusters. In fact, the Tigers won 14 of their last 16 games. Jackson Center finished 14-2, 11-1 over the last 12, pulling off upsets against Anna 54-44 at the end of the regular season, and then beating Troy Christian 60-35 in the tourney. Down to Layman Catholic by 8, Houston by 8, Tri-Village in a major upset by 5, Miami Valley in a major upset by 6, easier for me to say. And then last week's regional championship upset win over Fort Loramie 43-35 before playing highly favored Fostoria St. Wendland here this afternoon. After the technical, the Tigers get it back. Peyton Esser jumping, shooting outside the lane to the right. Little short, no good. Rebound, Troy Key. She's got it for Fostoria. Up the right side to Burns. Half minute to go. Tigers behind the 13. There's a trap at midcourt. Ball loose on the deck. Stolen by Jackson Center, who are playing right down to the last second. Dribble drive into the lane. Pauline Meyer. Good on the spin move and a foul against St. Wendland. Yep, Jackson Center reels off 4 quick points. A free throw here by Pauline to get it back to 10. No such things, Chuck, as moral victories. If there were, the Tigers would have one here today. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. If you don't have Cameron Troike at 6'5", and you've got an ordinary state Final Four post player at 5'11 or 6 feet, Jackson Center wins this game, no questions asked.
But I'll tell you what, Troike is a good basketball player, and she is a handful. And, you know, she just gave Peyton Esser a pat. I think the technical that she got, I don't think it was intentional. I mean, look at the size difference. I just think she kind of shook her off, and Peyton went flying.
Yeah, it was a case of large body mass and much slighter.
There was nothing malicious about it.
No, not at all. But Cameron Troike, 25 points a game, 13 rebounds a game.
She has 24 if she needs a free throw.
This St. Wendland team beaten last year by Waterford in the state semis. And guess what? They hook up again this season in the state championship game tomorrow at 5:15. Fostoria St. Wendland against Waterford. A Jackson Center at the free throw line, second to go, cut it to 10 on a foul shot made by the Tigers. Pauline Meyer got it.
She's got 10 points, 14 points for Nicole Fote. We'll get to our Clancy since we got to hit the road. I'm going to give it to the three seniors, not because they're seniors, but because they deserve it. Pauline Meyer, 10 points. Peyton Esser, 4 points. And Nicole Fote, 14 points. Those are the Clancy's players of the game.
18.5 to go. A timeout was called. Again, we'll hurry off to Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena to bring you the tip at 8 between Jackson Center and Yellow Springs. Webcast time, 7:45. So be with us again later here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hopefully we've got at least a couple more Jackson Center boys games for you. Should the Tigers win later on this evening, Jackson Center advances to the boys Division IV state Final Four next Friday at 2 o'clock. We'll be on the web at 1:45. But Jackson Center needs to win tonight. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass, located in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, Barker on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, a new location, Troy Body Car Star on North Chapel Hill in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. You heard the final buzzer in the background. Each team got a timeout called in the waning seconds. Underclassmen finished the game while the last few ticks went off the clock. Fostoria St. Wendland prevails 47-37. Game was in doubt until the final couple minutes. Jackson Center Tigers, nothing to be ashamed of themselves here this afternoon. The orange and black gave a very good account of itself in this game against Fostoria. Unfortunately, St. Wendland had a 6'5 all-state post player, averaging 25 points a game. Who got how many here today, Chuck?
She ended up with 24
right at her points per game average.
And then Rutter added 11. So, I mean, those two young ladies were the difference, but Troike. I don't know where she's planning on going to school, but she can certainly play big time somewhere.
Unstoppable on the inside was Cameron Troike. Nonetheless, a fantastic season for the Jackson Center Tigers, who wind up 21-8 on the year. And Jackson Center will miss the three seniors, Nicole Foth and Pauline Meyer, along with Peyton Esser. They will be missed for sure. So many thanks to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like Brookins, where your food is cooked fresh. You sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies on the web with us. Dickman in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Bluffton University MBA program. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna. Our Clancy's Restaurant stars of the game, the three seniors for the Jackson Center Tigers, Nicole Foth, Peyton Esser, and Pauline Meyer. Clancy's in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And once again, the Jackson Center Tigers conclude the season 21-8, a remarkable run by the Lady Tigers, who will now join us in Kettering as we root on the Jackson Center boys team. Division 4 regional championship upcoming, 8 o'clock tip tonight. Webcast time 7:45 from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Tigers played extremely well. It was a tall order, no pun intended, against 6'5 Cameron Troike of Astoria St. Wendland here today. She pumped in 24 points. Tigers got the first six of the game. Fell behind by double digits. We're down by only 5, 35-30 with less than a quarter to go. Couldn't get the job done down the stretch. Three possessions, three turnovers with a chance to cut it from 6-4 or 6-3. And Fostoria St. Wendland made some clutch free throws late, winning it by 10. Tigers played extremely well, although no such thing as a moral victory. And we wish Fostoria St. Wendland well in a state championship game tomorrow against Waterford here at the Shot. Rhett Gish has been our scorers, Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying join us at 7:40 webcast time later on tonight, the Jackson Center boys against Yellow Springs. Final score, final time, it was 47-37. Fostoria St. Wendland beats the Jackson Center girls in the state semis here on scorersbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.